I'm Tom Wilmer. We're here with Isaac Beer, the owner of Pepperfire Hot Chicken, Nashville, Tennessee. Been a staple here since 2010, right? Tell us the story, the history.
The story is fairly simple. Somewhere about 15 or 16 years ago, one of my friends said that I needed to go try hot chicken. So I did. I went down to the old staple, Princess Hot Chicken, and tried it, checked it off my list, and honestly, it just didn't really strike me. But somewhere in about a month later, in the middle of the night, I woke up with just a terrible craving for hot chicken.
Wow, out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. And I have had hot chicken pretty much every day for the last 15 years, minus Sundays and Mondays when all the staples were closed. And those were always difficult days for me. So after that, man, I was eating it every day. I used to go to some of my regular spots and just really decided that, man, this was for me. The more I ate it, the more I kept thinking, man, I could do this. It took me a long time. My wife and I had a massage therapy clinic for about 10 years, and we just couldn't figure out a way to get rid of it. It wasn't lucky, but the flood of May 2010 just really gave us the impetus to shut the doors, and we started over. Rented a little shack down the street from where we are now, just started going for it. Hope somebody'd show up.
What do they expect? What do they want? The myth and legend of what you offer.
Well, what we do, we try to hold to really traditional hot chicken like the older styles have done. We've got our own spin on it for sure. We have a little different flavor profile. But what we decided we wanted to do is not only is bring it forward, and we started coming up with a lot of more non-traditional dishes. And what we're known for right now is our Tender Royale, which is a deep-fried grilled cheese sandwich topped with the hottest tenders you can enjoy. And that's become our signature dish.
Let's talk about the roots of hot chicken in the South and in the Midwest. Where did it come from? How did it evolve?
Well, the story as we know it is that there was a lover's quarrel, and the story originates with Princess. Thornton Prince was supposedly a womanizer, and he stayed out too late with the wrong lady, came home. His current lady didn't really appreciate that and decided to make a batch of chicken and dump the kitchen sink in it. Unfortunately, or fortunately for us, he actually liked it. So she
thought he was going to get sabotaged.
Absolutely, but apparently that didn't work, and 70 years later, or however long it's been, we're here doing our own brand of it.
How broad do you find this hot chicken trend and popularity? Does it go all the way deep south, out to the west?
You know, for a long time, it was literally just centralized Nashville, but I'd say a couple of years ago, it all of a sudden just started with legs on its own. It's grown big enough nationwide now that even KFC and a few of the other national chains have grown into it, put their own spin on it, some better than others. It's brought a notoriety to what we do that we could have never done just being one store in Nashville.
It really was birthed here then.
Oh, it really was, absolutely.
But for the longest time, it just stayed under the radar.
It really did. I think one of the big pushes that hot chicken got was probably former Mayor Bill Purcell. I think they believed that the original Prince's location was his second office. He really believed in it, pushed it. He started the Hot Chicken Festival, which is located in East Nashville. They do it every July 4th.
And how far back does a festival go?
We just had a 10th year run on that, so it's been going on 10 years.
And Prince's place, when did it open?
You know what? I'm not sure that anybody officially knows that. As far as I know, 60 or 70 years ago.
Wow, so it just kind of hummed along totally under the radar forever, a local best-kept secret.
Yeah, I think so. And there's been other places. I mean, Columbo's used to be around, Pee-wee's. And then you've had a whole litany of places that have come and gone throughout the years. Lori Morgan had a place out in White's Creek. But yeah, now we're where we're at.
And like you said just a few minutes ago, today it's just exploding. I imagine there are quite a few just in Nashville alone today.
There are. I mean, for the longest time, when we opened up, I'd say the first 3 years, we were the fourth hot chicken restaurant. Now there's a couple of guys that have five stores now. So it's definitely exploded in popularity.
And what's fascinating, you are not front row center, man. You're on a side street on a strip mall, and yet, you know, the people come to you and they find you. So it obviously works whether you're front row center or not.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we definitely become a destination. People are coming in on tourism, and they're coming and finding us, and that's pretty exciting.
You ever have people come in on accident that don't know, just go, oh, looking for a place to eat?
We did. When we first opened up, we had a lady come in, and we explained the menu to her. She sat down, and she kept making all these faces. She kept wiping her head, and she kept making more faces. And I asked her how her food was. She said, this is the worst barbecue I've ever had in my life. And we took kind of a couple steps back and re-explained the history of the dish and what it was. And she became a lifelong customer. She'd been coming twice a week for, you know, the longest time. But somehow we didn't explain that right on the front end. But, yeah, she was just looking for something to eat, and got slammed.
That's funny. So do you have any plans of opening up a second place?
We do. We're certainly working the kinks out of this, and, you know, we do, absolutely.
What are you most proud of? What do people come here expecting to find?
You know, I think what we are particularly proud of at Pepperfire is our consistency of the product. The bane of our industry has always been that it is a completely handcrafted product, and from order to order, mild might be hot, hot might be mild, double X might be medium, and making sure that whatever somebody orders they can believe in is actually it. That's really what we're most proud of.
And coming back 2 weeks later and getting the same
thing. Getting the same thing. That's absolutely right, yeah. So that, for us, consistency is a huge thing.
What do you offer here?
Well, we offer Nashville hot chicken, of course. But we not only do we specialize in the traditional form of hot chicken, which is your quarter chicken. We have breast quarters, leg quarters. We do whole chickens, half chickens. But we also have pushed the envelope a little bit with our genre. We're taking it into a new level, adding a few dishes that nobody else will have. Our signature dish is a deep-fried grilled cheese sandwich called pepper cheese. We put tenders on top of that. It's a tender royale. And that's been featured on several shows nationwide. The Applejack also, which is a similar dish, but also has sweet apple topping, which is an homage to our grandmother.
So these are unique to you, then?
They are unique to us, absolutely. And so we've got a few of those. You know, apple fire is a fun dish. It's two Belgian waffles with tenders and apples on top of that. So, yeah, a little creativity, something a little different.
Are you open Sundays, and what's your hottest day of the week?
We originally were open on Sundays, but... you know, at some point you have to turn the fryers off. So we opted to make sure that everybody had at least one day off. Busiest days, of course, are Fridays and Saturdays. But no, we're only open 6 days a week.
This seems like a great takeout place.
Oh, it is, absolutely. We do a lot of takeout. So we have, you know, people eat here, but it's easy to call it in, get it done. We cook fresh to order. Sometimes the orders can take 20, 25 minutes to cook it all the way. So calling it in is definitely going to save you some time.
Do you ever do any catering, bigger events?
Oh, absolutely. Somebody calls in, they want a catering order, we're happy to prepare that and make it happen.
And your high-speed delivery vehicle?
Absolutely. Yeah. We don't do a lot of delivery of it, but we will make a large order for you.
Okay, so anything that you want to add that I didn't think of that you didn't think of?
You know, we've got a great selection of beer. All of our taps are all Nashville taps, with the exception of one, which is a Memphis tap. We're just trying to keep it local, keep it handcrafted, and keep pushing the genre forward.
One more loop back before we go. Why should somebody come here? What are those unique things that you're going to get here you're not going to get anywhere else in Nashville?
A smile. our flavor is unique. It's very distinctive. It's something that people know us for. It's not just hot. It's got a lot of flavor in it. And I think if you come here, you're going to have a great experience. You're going to have a great meal. You're going to leave here wanting to come back.
Isaac, thank you so much, man. What a joy. This has been a great day.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you coming out.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Nashville, Tennessee. We've been talking with Isaac Beard, the owner of Pepperfire Hot Chicken. It could be really hot. Thanks again.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.